Jeff Carr, head coach of the Knoxville Ice Bears. Jeff, we appreciate the time. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me guys on this this day here. I know normal spots Monday, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. And he joins us on the Stanley Fenton Gates Hotline. Is this the kind of day, by the way, that a hockey team member, player, coach can kind of relate to in Knoxville where it's a little bit colder, a little rainier?
No, it's perfect. I wish it was snow, though. I wish the rain would go away and the snowflakes would come. But no, it's all good. We're out at our practice rink out in cool sports here. They got, I think, a country concert here at the Coliseum. But no, the weather's good. I'm glad it's going to be cold. It usually our crowds get pretty big when that happens.
Yeah, spoken like a true madman. unbeaten in your last eight games in regulation.
Yeah, it's kind of been a tale of the tape of we either win four or five in a row or even more. We've had two or three game losing streaks, and it feels like it's been bouncing back and forth for the last month. It's been great. Obviously, we had two trades where we brought those in, as we've mentioned and highlighted a few weeks ago. But just the confidence that we're playing with right now is everything. I think we've been in a one-goal game if we have lost for the last, like, month and a half. So we're playing competitive hockey and our best hockey at the right time.
Well, and in all honesty, a little birdie told me that the overtime loss last weekend wasn't really your fault. It was because Bad Take Andy was in attendance. So don't be too hard on the team. But on a serious note, Garrett Sargis, this guy is just worth the price of whatever you pay for your ticket, right? I mean, he is the show right now on the ice.
Yeah, and I'll shoot you guys straight, and you guys have heard it a million times from me. You guys know me. I'm a diehard sports fan, so it's not just hockey. But there are very, very few people in hockey that I would pay for the price of admission. In other sports, football, basketball, ways that there's some guys that you would, and I think multiple, but hockey, it's really tough. So when you go and say something like that, you're not kidding. I haven't seen guys go end-to-end, do what Garrett's done, one-on-one. He scored a game winner in overtime last night, 2 weeks ago. He could have scored another one on Saturday. He's just been literally a one-man show at times. And it's his effort and it's his compete, and it's just that willingness to stay on the puck. And I feel like the guys that are the most competitive this time of the year, they always shine through.
And Garrett's got like 7 goals, I think it is, in his last 8 or 9 games. So why has the light suddenly come on at this time of the year for him?
Well, one, he's been playing on that third line where there's no stress to try to score. It's more about playing simple, and that's the whole plan of why we put him on that line. I feel like when you're playing with highly skilled guys, you feel like you should be getting points. And even if you win or lose, you know how it is in any sport. If you don't collect the stats that you're supposed to, or you're on a highly skilled trio or line, like you, if that's not going to happen, it feels like you can get frustrated. And if Garrett, there's no expectation to get points and just chip and chase and be physical. And it just happens that brand of hockey with Josh Pietrantonio and Brian Backnick have solidified a lot of continuity. And I think just getting pucks on that. The game that we won in Evansville, they had a combined all three of our goals. They had 11 shots from that. I think I told you, Joel, it's hard for us to find the last time a third line had 11 shots from that in a game. So it's his whole line, but his individual effort's been spectacular the last month.
We're talking to Knoxville Ice Bears coach Jeff Carr here on Sports 180. Do you like where the identity of your team is right now and how it's responded to that?
I do in a lot of areas. I like it in the results area, and I like how it feels like we had 30 or 35 things that we were thinking about doing last month, and we were doing 5 good. Now we're thinking about 10 or 15 things, and we're doing 10 and 15 things good, right? So everything's been simplified in our dressing room and the guys, and it's just about that time of year when results aren't getting done. Guys are kind of getting on each other. You don't have to patrol it as much because they know the system. They know what the expectations are. So it's good to see some of the quiet guys show some emotion and patrol the room. And as a coach, you couldn't ask for anything better right now.
I don't want to give too much away, but you may or may not have been on a very important phone call at our regularly scheduled Monday time. Are we possibly going to see any changes to what this lineup looks like as you close out the regular season?
That's the million-dollar question. So if you guys have that answer, please let me know, and then I'll just follow whatever you guys say. I tell you what, I'm just showing 100% open palm compassion for the guys we have, and I don't know. It's to humbly answer that question, either I would love to bring guys in as a scare tactic. I'd love to, because you have to. I don't have that answer. I feel like I've hung on to guys too long at this level. I feel like I've traded them away and regret maybe in the off season where I could have helped them develop. And I think the first thing is it's really challenging to change your room when you're winning. That's been a little bit of the tough part. But we know we have a couple upgrades on the back end and forward spots, but we're going to sit here for a week, not bring anyone in, and then after the weekend, I'm sure we'll have a couple, but I don't think it's going to be as many as it was in the last 2 years.
Kind of was buzzing around the Coliseum last weekend with David Brancic not being on the ice, and then the team made the announcement through the transactions list earlier this week. What's been going on with the veteran defenseman here in Knoxville?
Yeah, well, David Brancic plays one style of hockey, as our fans know, and it's hard and it's rugged and it's through the puck. So for him, he's had some nagging hip and leg injuries, and obviously that's his greatest asset flying around the ice sheet. So, you know, we didn't want to put him on the IR. We just didn't know with roster and room, and then we knew Nielsen was going to be coming back and possibly Florent. We're not sure quite yet. So for him, that's why we IR'd him. And David just needs this full 2 more weeks. We have a next weekend off and back on Tuesday, making he'll miss that game. He'll be ready for the Quad Cities. But we need his hips and his legs at 100%, not at 80 or 90. Those are the lingering, nagging injuries that would knock him out of playoffs. So expect David back mid-March and healthy 100%.
Hey, Jeff, before you go, what should Ice Bears fans know about what's coming up? I know college night's right around the corner. What do fans need to know about what's about to happen for the Ice Bears?
Yeah, college night, you said it. I think they got cheap soda pops for the college kids over 21. Yeah, they got some great deals. And obviously, we love the college night because I feel like each year that the Predators have done well and the weather does turn back a little bit warmer, I just feel like it's kind of a both pro teams building for the playoff run. It's a lot of excitement. So come on out Friday. It's just a one game at home, and then we're on the road at Huntsville on Saturday. And then we have that full week off, and then we're right back at the Coliseum. So 1 week, week off, then back for 2 more. So 3 games in the next 2. Come out and support. You won't be disappointed. I can promise you that.
The website is KnoxvilleIceBears.com. The phone number is 525-7825, as they'll be back in action at home against the Mayhem on Friday night. Good luck with everything coming up over the next week, Jeff, and we'll talk to you actually on Monday. Look forward to it.
Okay, thank you guys so much.